Next is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 3, 1976, in Los Angeles.
Yesterday you were explaining in your garden to that priest that Krishna, Krishna says, I am the father of all living entities. And he was saying, who can challenge it or deny it? Now someone can say that there is contradiction, there is some contradiction in Krishna's statement. Therefore,
who can contradict this? That is my challenge. The contradiction is not valid. Who can contradict you? That is my challenge.
Well, say in some philosophy.
Father, real father can say, I am the father. So who can challenge? Father is one. Nobody can say, no, you are not father, he is father. No? Real father is father. Father cannot be replaced.
No.
Yeah. Suppose your father says, I am the father of this world. Who will challenge it?
Someone who does not believe my father.
That means he's a rascal. But father cannot be changed. He does not know, he challenges, that's all. But how the father can be changed? Father is one.
We say that Krishna is all good.
Yes.
And then the materialist says, if Krishna is all good, then how is there any evil?
Evil is you.
But everything comes from Krishna.
Yeah, everything comes from, you have created a situation. So, for your satisfaction, Krishna has given you the chance, but that is evil, what you have created.
But I have this propensity because I am part of Krishna.
Yes. When you come under Maya, you have got so many propensity. As soon as you disobey Krishna, the Maya is there. Krishna Bhuliyaji Vijay Bhagavan Chakar, passes the Maya Daraja. Immediately, just like darkness and light. As soon as you give up light, you come to darkness. There is no second alternative.
Krishna is the friend of everyone.
Yes.
So why does he allow me to have this independence?
No, that is his. Why not?
Because it's not good for me.
Then you are not perfectly Krishna's own. Krishna has got independence. You see, one son is born, even the father has got a black spot here. Sometimes the son has.
But if it's not good for me, if I will misuse it, why will Krishna give it to me anyway?
Therefore, the demand is you surrender. That's all you are suffering. You surrender. That is your good. Therefore, he comes. He loves his sons. You rascals, why you are creating plans? Come here. Sarvadhan man paritra jamame. I shall give you all comfort.
Krishna knows everything in the past and everything in the future.
Yes.
So when Krishna knows that I will misuse my independence, but still he gives me independence.
That is Krishna's mercy.
Even though it is bad for me.
You say Krishna knows that you're going to misuse your independence?
Because he knows everything and everything in the future. So Krishna is all knowing.
This future means that it's like a father knows how the child is. Now if the child changes and touches the fire, the Krishna knows it will burn. He knew when the child did not touch the fire, his future. And when he touched the fire, Krishna knew the result. So he always knows. His position is to know the future, is always. Now you are changing, what is the future? Due to your mutual independence.
So can you actually say that Krishna knows that you will misuse your independence? He knows If you misuse your independence, what will happen? Or can it be actually said
yes.
that he knows that you will definitely miss? You can
yes.
use your independence properly. It's up to you.
But then it limits Krishna. If you say that Krishna does not know when I will misuse my or if I will.
That means you do not know what is the independence. You can change your position at any time. That is your independence.
But doesn't Krishna know if I will do it?
Yes, because you are independent. That is the meaning.
Marginal.
Now what will be, that will depend on him. And the result he knows. There's a lawyer knows that he has done this. You know, he will be punished like this. So his position to know the future is always there. Either in this condition or another condition.
But the lawyer doesn't...
Why Krishna? Everyone knows. Suppose you have got this body, next body is a dog. I can say, you'll bark.
Yeah.
What will you do? That's all. What to speak of Krishna, I can say.
That was Satrup's question, Satrup Maharaj's question.
Now this is the answer. Krishna's position is always the same. He knows past, present.
This time you gave an example of a man who was lying asleep in bed. And he is transported somewhere in dream, walking on a beach. What is the full? Because we're going to try to make an exhibit of it.
Mm.
So what is the full analogy? Is he actually going to? Is he actually going to another place by his mind? He's actually transported.
All his mind.
It's his actual.
The seer is the same. His gross body or in the sattva. Working in this grass body, I am seeing this ocean. And I leave my grass body, in dream I go to India. So the seer is the same. That is the proof of transmigration. He's dreaming tiger and he's crying. He is a tiger. And another man who is seer of the body, he says, where is tiger? So, this is different. One is seeing through this gross body, another seeing through the subtle body. But the seer is the same. Krishna the soul means when he's seeing through, that is practical, the child. When he's seeing through the childish body, he's talking nonsense. The same soul, when he's talking as an elderly person, he's talking to them. The seer is the same, simply the glass is changed. Sometimes blue, sometimes red. Or not. The seer is the same, medium is different. That you have. Dead body means the seer is no longer there. It has entered another body.
Yes, someone is sleeping and dreaming that the seer has left the ghost body?
Yes.
Life symptoms. How are the life symptoms maintained in the body? The life symptoms are maintained in the body still?
No, life symptoms, there is none. The body is fit, therefore he comes back again. But the body is not fit, then there are another one.
But while the way...
Just like your car, you leave. You come back. Now, the car is all right, you go. If it is useless, you don't go. It's taken out.
The body is breathing. Huh? Like leaving the motor running.
Unless the seer returns back, the body will lie down. That is death. The seer no more comes back, then it is dead.
Yeah, sometimes a man dies in his sleep.
It is dead.
So sleeping is like temporary death.
Yeah. All deaths are temporary. When you change body, you die for 7 months. This death is for 3 hours, and that is for 7 months.